You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the money there?
It's true. And I even said it last week. That's why a guy like Todd Day that makes Penny comfortable, Penny note, right? He falls right in line. And we've seen that a more comfortable Penny Hardaway is a good Penny Hardaway. We've seen that since last season. All that said, it didn't work with Borman because I don't know that he brought in a Wren. But if you got somebody that's got, you know, that's got a freshman on tap and that kid's going to do what you say, that's the only thing. You're right. The spirit of what you wrote is something I subscribe to 100%. It's not like it was.
Right.
But if you've got a guy that's still tied, wasn't that initially the thought with Borman?
Yes.
I mean, that's why. And listen, I've heard Penning talk about this roster and how, you know, Nolan had a lot to do with it, Nolan and his relationships.
Right.
If there's a guy out there that has those kinds of relationships, then certainly that brings that kind of cachet to the table. And you're looking at, okay, that's my guy. I'll bring him, Penny. Mm. Then, yeah, I'm considering that guy.
Yeah.
But if it's no longer that, if those guys aren't out there to be, you know, now, nah, what's the point?
Exactly. And honestly,
I mean, Borman didn't do that. You went down that route with him. It didn't work. I don't know what Cody Toppert brought in here for you.
There's only been like three guys, I would say, that kind of fit the mold, right? Like it would be, Larry Brown, Penny played under, Rasheed Wallace, Penny played with, around in the NBA, the only three that kind of felt random were Nolan, Cody, and Borman. The rest has kind of been like within Penny's orbit, right? Am I missing anybody? Mike Davis is kind of random.
That's interesting because I would put the way he talked about Nolan and this roster, I would almost put him in a group that would be different than what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'd put him in a group that had Stansberry and Mike Miller in it.
Yeah.
That guys that he that actually helped him bring in dudes. The way he just talked about Nolan, who's gone now, he didn't have to do it.
Right.
Helping put together this roster, it sounded like a lot of his relationships. And those, you tell me the other assistants outside of that group,
yep,
who have really helped him put the roster together. We know Stansberry was that.
Yep.
He said it out loud. And then Mike, I mean, other than that, who were the guys outside that group that were helping him bring in play? Seems to me like it's been those, it's a small group.
Yep.
Everybody else, his.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's a very interesting.
So I don't know. Maybe you can find a guy like that because it seems like it's been, few and far between.
Exactly.
And he hasn't necessarily needed it.
No, he is
not. But if that guy is out there, then maybe you're picking him as opposed to a Todd Day who you come in, you're familiar with.
Exactly.
But not necessarily tied to players.
Yeah. So could be right. You could be right. I'll be interested to see what they decide to do.
Which way they go there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would be just, again, it's weird now because.
Who's not locked into their situation already when we're so close to the season?
Oh, yeah.
Who's good out there that's hanging right now that doesn't have a job?
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody.
That's tied to tied to that kind of guy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, everybody's locked in, hell, we're just a few weeks away from, a couple months away from exhibition.
Right.
Maybe you just fill it. You get Todd in there, you get somebody you're familiar with. More importantly, is familiar with how you do business.
Agreed.
Going to coach your way.
Agreed.
And you do it that way.
Exactly.
Because I don't know that guy's out there.
August 20th, yeah. So anyway, we'll see. But, Andre Turner even, I know he's got some role, but you can promote him, can't you? Why not?
I would think so. Yeah, if he hasn't already been, yeah, I think so. It's hard to keep track, but I know Jermaine did get promoted.
Yeah, it is hard to keep track because you can
Jermaine, Mike, And then there's the one open spot where Nolan was, yeah. right? That's yeah. what we're saying.
Yes.
Okay. But technically, the way it said, they can have five.
They can have five, yeah. Weird. So but they give them different roles,
right.
titles, whatever. So I don't know exactly how many there are anymore. Anyway, good stuff there from Mike Davis talking to GP that Aaron Bradshaw is the next Dane Danger.
Could be if he focuses and buys in.
Yeah, I mean, I can believe it, though.
Yeah, just in terms of what you can pull out. Guy, that's former five-star written all over him. I don't think Dane wasn't that, was he? Was Dane McDonald?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You're pulling at least from something that
was higher
rated.
Dane was like a four-star guy coming out of, I think he was out of Texas.
A four-star guy that you had playing at an All-American level yeah. by the time he left. Now you're talking about a guy who was a five-star McDonald's All-American.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him about everything going on in the grassroots scene in Memphis and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM and today's show with Jason and John presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL package on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will be your best friend. It's very important in 2025 to do it the right way. You know, they ain't just selling like hotcakes anymore. I don't think anybody's under any false pretenses there, these houses. They're still selling, though. There's no doubt about that. But what's key in 2025 and maybe what was different than 4 years ago is pricing the home correctly, making sure you have the top shelf market analysis. And that's exactly what the Live Love Group has. They know what it's going to take to sell your home, what people are looking for, what features are worth investing in, which ones aren't. But you got to make the initial call. You got to reach out initially. Email, call, sold@livelovememphis.com.
Or 901-625-5200. As John said, you can call right up, get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen and her team. They won't let any language, particularly if it's Spanish, English, or Mandarin. They can speak all those languages. Keep them from selling your home. Be a barrier. They're going to work hard for you in all seriousness, very serious about this. And as John said, they're going to price it right from the get-go. That's how you do business, whatever market it is. And they know all the intricacies when it comes to getting that home sold for top dollar. Let them go to work for you. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. In just a little bit, and we'll talk to him about everything that he's a busy man. He's a busy man these days. I don't know if he can divulge everything he's busy doing. We'll have to find that out. I mean, that will be up to him to decide. But he will join us, as always,
excellent.
At 1:25. So looking forward to that. By the way, congrats to you locking up your backup quarterback for 2 years.
Well, I appreciate it. You know,
I really
think highly of Tyson Bagent. His father is essentially a mascot for the Bears.
Didn't
at Soldier
him?
Field. We got a chance to
yeah.
meet him. He does that with all the fans. So they're, again, I think proud to be the backup QB family in Chicago. I really do.
Yeah.
However, if I'm Caleb and you look at this contract, I think it goes up to $16 million if he hits all the incentives.
Right.
I'm watching my back because it seems like a push down the stairs or something. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't necessarily be outside the realm of possibility. This guy would like you to not be the number one. Then he can reach that $16 million.
That is true.
I'm just saying. So, right, he's cheering you on. He's a good teammate. Just know what's behind the eyes.
Right.
He wants your gig.
Yeah.
But see, that's part of being a professional.
It is.
You understand that, and you still work with him.
That's right.
Through that.
That's exactly right. He's in no danger.
I do like him, though, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to have a good backup, you know.
Like, you should.
Where if for some reason Caleb has to miss a month, a guy can come in and hold the fort down.
Who's the KC backup?
It's Gardner Minshew.
You're fantastic.
Oh, I mean, I can give you backups.
Now, that's been the case for what, 1 year?
This is first year.
His first year this year?
I mean, he was the starter for the Raiders last year.
Of course.
Yeah. Ask me another.
The backup for J.J. McCarthy.
It's Sam Howell.
Damn. This guy has watched the entire preseason.
If I get one wrong, I'll be disappointed. Come on, keep going.
Wow. If he gets one wrong, he'll
be disappointed. If I get one wrong, I'll
be disappointed. I'm just using that to throw you off.
Bills.
That's Trubisky.
Easy. Yeah.
Behind Trubisky.
It's Mike White.
Good job. That's the one I was looking for. I forgot about Trubisky.
Well, Mike White lost the job. He had a chance.
Mike played like, ooh, boy.
He had a chance.
Yeah, he had a rough weekend.
Can Hold somebody on. Stump the Schwab over here?
I can. This ain't no Jeffrey Wright trivia here, buddy. Let me tell you. We'll stump it.
This is
Chargers.
Fun.
Chargers is Taylor Heineke.
Damn.
And it might actually
very
be,
good.
It might actually be Trey Lance. We'll see.
Look at that. Alternate.
Yep. That's a little bit of a competition.
Niners?
Greg Roman says Mac Jones.
Yep. Oh, is Mac in?
Dallas.
I didn't know he's in.
Dallas is, oh, man, that's a good one. Joe Milton.
Yeah. He's good.
See the two? He has been slinging it.
Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
His hair's longer.
He's the two.
I did see him. It's amazing. Who's behind Bryce in Carolina?
Go. Andy Dalton.
Yep.
If not him, Jack Plummer.
Who's behind Kyler?
And this guy's the 4D.
Jacoby Brissett. And behind him is Clayton Tune.
Well, that's crazy.
Oh, that is. Well,
this is impressive. I'm impressed.
That is
you only have this kind of vast knowledge of the backups and maybe even the backups behind them
because
you are watching preseason
so closely.
Because you are gambling.
That's right.
Yeah. Gambler.
What an impressive ability that is.
Yeah, but you have to know. I mean, that's really the most important thing to know.
So that's why you've been going through all them names to figure out who the hell's going to win these games.
Yeah, I can actually give you all four of the Vikings. They have four quarterbacks.
He has his four deep depth.
JJ McCarthy, Sam Howell, Brett Rippon, and Max Brosmer.
Did you study this hard in school?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
This is.
I mean, I could have. Obviously, the ability was
with
there.
With that level of depth.
I didn't care. Like, I didn't
he
think.
Didn't know
like,
he was going to need this.
I didn't see school as, like, an immediate profit. You know, like, it's like when you start.
I hope you're winning.
Oh, do you think that somebody that knows these things is not?
I've seen it.
He didn't hear your hit with Jeff this morning, obviously, because you'd blow his mind.
No, I didn't hear it.
With the money movement that you had.
It ain't.
Oh,
me.
Did you reveal it on air?
Well, maybe you'd already had that conversation with him, though, because I heard that came up while I was gone.
I don't think we've ever talked about the units.
Well, my units are different than the people I was with's units.
Oh, well, they roll different up there.
Bro, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Yeah. It was humbling. It was the most. You know, remember you have a policy of like you won't go into certain people's houses because you don't want to get jealous. You know.
Yeah, I've grown though.
Okay, but good. You did. Once
so in
upon
case
time
anybody
have that.
Wants to invite me, I might come now.
But you won't.
I remember that statement on the air. Yes.
Like that's kind of how I felt watching these guys bet. Like what I'm doing and what they're doing is not the same.
Yeah. Nope.
They are like, they don't even feel it, unless they're betting minimum.
Yeah.
$7,500 a bet.
That's not good.
They don't even feel it. But you got to understand, they've built the bankroll, right? They've built their bankroll
maybe.
To where I'm telling you, just you got to take my word for it. They have so much money that they've made over the years that they won't even watch it. They won't even entertain it unless it's like, you know, five figures. I mean, it's just insane.
Oh, I know. It takes more to make you feel it.
And when you get to that level, dude, I mean, that was a very eye-opening week in Vegas, I got to tell you. And I don't intend on leaving what I do. I can tell you that. I love the life I'm in and the skin I'm in. I can never imagine the swings that you must feel. I mean, imagine winning. Like imagine having a day where you win three bets of $7,500, right? I mean, you would, and I don't even.
Oh yeah.
I say this, you know, you get the sense of what I mean. You would feel like you're God. You would feel like, you know, you're invincible if you win $23,000 to $24,000 in a day. I mean, that's how these professional athletes got to feel when they go out there, they play football or basketball, and they walk away with $1 million a damn day. I mean, they must feel like they can do no wrong in the world.
It's different when that kind of money hits a bank account too.
Totally.
That's where you would feel.
Totally. I mean, and that's why they always say like, you really find out who a person is when they touch money.
Yeah.
You know, like when they touch real money that can change, you know, you really find out who the real ones are.
I'm sure that can be the case.
You know.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like who gets a little bit of money and they start to act a little different. And they don't return texts or whatever, you know, versus the ones that it doesn't change. You know, but it was an interesting week.
Learned a lot.
I think Hurd. I'll say this. I think Hurd gets some money. I know he's got some money. He wouldn't change.
No.
I think he'd be 10 toes down regardless.
Mm-hmm.
He's got money. He's big. He's the president of Nike. You know, in Memphis, in many ways. He's like the Willie Gregory of Willie Gregory's, if you will.
Okay.
You get what I'm putting down? I don't know. I don't know if you'd even agree with that. He's probably uncomfortable by me even saying that. But that's the whole idea. But he's obviously a big wig in Memphis grassroots. So we'll talk to him about everything that's going on and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to fit.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN.
Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silver Wave Media's 100 Most Influential in Men's College Basketball. We love having him on every Wednesday. It's been a treat for us here on the J&J Show. We hope it continues forever. You can also hear him on Mondays with Jeffrey Wright. Hurd, I don't have your handles in front of me, and I apologize.
Dream
it's
Big
Dream
Hurd.
Big Hurd on X.
Yeah.
And it's I Am Coach Hurd on IG. I should know it by heart by now. And if I had just believed in myself, I could have pulled it out. Coach Hurd, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Midweek, midday, doing good, man. How about y'all guys?
Everything is good. You know we're more interested in you than you are in us and our day-to-day. So we would ask you, how are those day-to-day operations within Team Thad, with everything that you've got on your plate, how are they going?
Feeling is mutual, first of all. I want to say that. I think the interest level is mutual. That's what makes a good relationship and business partner. But, no, it is going day-to-day really good. Outside of Team Thad, you know, some other, you know, new ventures that we're kind of involved with. And just every day, the Thad is Young business, the Shoot 360 business, me being a single father, you know, with Bailey and stuff. So, you know, life is always interesting and is always filled with some work, but you know, you don't complain, man, because you know, appreciative for the opportunities.
Well, I mean, listen, I was in Vegas last week at the library, one of our favorite spots that we share, and so I know that there were a lot of talk about something new that's coming to Memphis. I don't know if you can even talk about it generally, but there is this brand new Nike Scholastic you know, coming to the city of Memphis. What can you tell us about it, and what we should expect from, you know, TCA, I believe is what it's going to be called?
Yeah, really good things. We kind of talked about it some, I think, last Wednesday. And I think as time goes on, it's going to open up more, you know, to people understanding what's going on more and more. You know, the season started in November, you know, it'll probably be more stuff going on September, October, as far as, you know, viewership and things. But you know, right now, it's just, you know, it's not, Nike do everything big. It's in the Scholastic League. It's doing its education over there at Tipton Rosemark. You know, how I raved about, you know, the leadership over there. And I think some good things are coming. And with anything, if done right, I think it could be good, you know, for our city and for the surrounding area, and, you know, and I always want to do, you know, things right to support also, you know, Nike basketball and things of that nature.
What has Memphis has never had anything like this, right? I mean, I know we had Reach Your Dream Prep with Scarla Bissier and Gerald Hamilton, and I remember the building. It was actually like a salon or something.
It was also a Tennessee Prep.
Oh, Tennessee Prep.
You remember that?
Damian Ball.
Prep schools. Yeah. It had been. You got. I mean, it had been some prep schools come, but of course, nothing. I think it's still like 3-4 in the city now, but nothing of this magnitude. One, because, you know, Nike does everything on the highest level. And so this is actually the first year Nike partnered with, what was the name of that group, Paragon or somebody else. So they've been partnering with it, right? That's why IMG was in it, with they being under. But this is Nike, like, full year of full ownership of the Scholastics, of, like, making it just their own and treating it like a, you know, a college lead, or year-round, you know, EYBL, Nike thing, where it's, you know, 20 schools outside the country broken up in leads, and they're kind of, going that route with it, you know, taking it kind of to another level.
Heard, just real quick, has Nike said anything about at all, hey, we're in this for 5 years, we're in this for 10 years, in terms of this initial start? I was just curious if you could speak to that, like, you know, are we starting with 2024, whatever it is, and, hey, we plan to grow, hey, maybe we won't have this, is there any, you know, what are sort of the, what were those plans that we know of?
From my understanding, they grew already. So they had 14 teams last year, but a lot of these teams been around. So you got the Oak Hills, the Lalamiers, the Mount Birds. So they already been around. Nike just are kind of doing COVID when nobody else was playing. Got with Paragon, got with the people that throw the national championship at the end of the year, and they kind of created, you know, games and stuff. So now they had 14 last year. They let 3 go, which is 11, and they brought in like 8-9 new teams to even make it 20. So I think maybe in the next 5 years it might expand to maybe 24, but for a liability standpoint, school ball, you're dealing with people moving in town, that's a lot of liability, so they're not going to reach a high number. They're going to kind of keep it, even 20 they felt was aggressively for this year, you know what I mean? And so I think that's the plans. I think for school ball, between 20 and 24 is enough for their liking, but, you know, with anything in any business, plans change, things grow, but I just know the liability with a prep school, and you have to, you know, be responsible for kids 24/7 and practically help raise them and so much stuff, that causes a lot more liability. And I know high-end billion-dollar companies like to keep, minimize, you know, liabilities and things of that nature.
Now that he, it feels like, and Heard, you can correct me, I don't know if he's made it official yet or what in terms of his playing career, but I do see a lot more, and I think that I just celebrated either an anniversary, I think it was an anniversary, with his wife. I do see him a lot more in the gym with Thad Jr., like with his younger son. In terms of this, it feels like he might be in the midst of, and you could speak to this, you talk to him so much, of a transition period, of figuring out what's next for him. We know he's a great businessman, like he's made, you know, in terms of investments. He's talked to John and I about that even on the show and how well those have done for him. But what is sort of that, do you, in you all's talks, what is that next sort of step? And how, and what year is this, for to remind us, for those of us that what year is this now for Thad Jr.? Where is he in terms of his development? What school year this is?
Yeah, he's freshman. So he's a freshman in high school.
Okay.
And Taylor's like a sixth grader. But no, with that is crazy because he haven't officially
retired. So. Okay.
But I know he's going that route. But what's crazy, Jason and John, even in summer league this year, certain teams had, NBA teams, made the Wynn Ballroom, put courts in there. And when they put courts in there, they did a veteran camp and they did all kind of other evaluation. He got invited to it. And this other one, 3-4 teams are interested, Sacramento, and this other thing coming up. So although I think he is trying to spend time with his kids and kind of move on and eventually get to it, with OKC winning it last year, you know, it's a copycat league.
Yep.
So a lot of teams going away from the big three or the three superstar, now they going, you know, more maxing out full teams, putting some veterans around it, into things like that. So, yeah, so like I said, this was just July when he did the veteran thing. At because the reason I know about the Wynn Ballroom, I've never been in it, but on the seventh floor of one of my favorite libraries in the area, I usually look over and could see it. And so I kind of was familiar where they did that at the time. But I just think he's taking life as it comes. He deserves it, man. He done put in so much work with his kid. He never wanted to sit on a team for adventure or coach at all. But this year, I'm kind of setting him up. He got tricked. I started to see him more and more on our eighth grade bench last year and giving knowledge, man. And that is the type, man, when he give knowledge, people stop because he has so much good. Now, he was at TCA practice yesterday, and, you know, some of the stuff he said, you could just see how the boys and certain stuff he was telling them how to make the game easy and things of that nature. And, you know, and I run across, you know, even him and Sean Williams often, and that, and them two of my favorite players ever in our era, but the knowledge that they have and that Thad has to give,
right.
I just want to be around more and more kids. You know, my goal is for him to move to Memphis soon, and although he's a TCA guy, maybe I want him to just go to different high schools or middle or whatever, because he has so much to give to the game. You know, he's one of the only free people, and I know this is a long answer, but he's one of the only free people in NBA history that has scored like 15,000 points, and he never had, and no plays was ran for him. You know how smart you got to be to pull off 15,000+ points or whatever it is, 10,000, and without a play being ran for you? Nobody else on them list that wasn't, you know, an all-star at one point or plays was consistently ran for you. So he know how to play basketball the smart way, with stars, on the ball, off the ball, and he's just a great human being and a great role model.
You know, Hurd, I'm always looking for the angle, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Type. I'm always looking for the angle. And, you know, I mean, you've been around Memphis basketball so long. You know, you were around for the days when, with the exception of our guy Thad, pretty much every great basketball player stayed home. And you've been around so long to where you've seen that trend basically end. Not because of anything specifically, other than really that these guys, they leave, right? They leave before college. They go to prep school. They go here. They go there. I mean, they're all, you know, all around the country if they're good enough. Do you think that if indeed, now I would expect it to be successful because it's Nike and it's in Memphis, but do you think that if this new venture is successful, that it could ultimately lead to that trend flipping back, where, you know, the best Memphis guys might be at this, you know, school for their junior and senior years, and they're more inclined to stay home now that they're just here again?
Yeah. I don't mean to be repetitive. We kind of touched on that too last Wednesday.
Well, I wasn't here, man. All right, just pretend that you never had the conversation.
Yeah, I got you.
I was at the library. I was reading.
Yeah. So that's on me, John, or whatever. Yeah, I do. I think, I mean, Memphis is a homegrown. We love basketball here. So I feel like that it definitely, you know, potentially, if it's successful, you know, could help the University of Memphis. And matter of fact, last week, when we kind of talked about it, I appreciate this question, John, because I even thought deeper about it. Last week, I think I came out and said, if successful, I could see how this is 100% could help the University of Memphis or schools nearby. This week, I want to still agree on that. Where I want to take a little pushback and sizzle off of it is today's era is still based off of, like, NIL and all this.
It
I don't
is.
Know
it
if
is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know if, you know, if the school was around 5-10 years ago, I think I say, man, with confidence, oh, yes, you know, AT double hockey stick, yes, right? But now I'm going to say yes, because we know they'll get to visit, they'll get to grow the love of the city, so that way could get them. But even if a kid, like, grows up in, you know, Seattle or Spokane and it's a prep school,
if a state over from you offering $200,000 more NIL, mm-hmm. I think it still come down to that, right?
No, that's true. That's true.
You know, so we are in a different era where relationships do mean some, but it feel like money and other things mean a little more, unfortunately. And so, you know, I think it do help, but we are in a different era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, because ultimately, you know, it kind of makes it easy. It kind of makes it, honestly, it works both ways, right? Like if you're, and we're talking about, I'm talking about the University of Memphis now, but it's like, you don't, once upon a time, you used to have to like sell people on, oh, well, you know, nightlife and, you know, this, that, the other, you know, you don't really have to sell anybody on anything except like, hey, I have more money for you than anybody else, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that does kind of, I kind of appreciate that process a little more. Like,
well, it also hurts you, John, because it might be people with more money than you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there are. I mean, that there are. So you kind of have to, you know, I mean, Penny's doing a good job. Aaron Bradshaw is a good get. Doug McDaniel's a good get. You know, I think he's doing a great job operating in that next tier, whereas he used to feel like he could get anybody in the country. I don't know if he feels that way anymore. But, you know, there's a lot of good basketball players out there, Hurd, as you know.
Yeah, I think NIL messed that up a little bit. I still think University of Memphis is a school that can get, before NIL anyway, could get a top 10 kid. It was University of Memphis. It was the FedEx form. I think what hurts a little bit, but Penny's done not just a good job, he's done a great job, but I think what hurts now, you know, Beard, my guy, and Jance, my guy, but I'm just going to call a spade, as good as Ole Miss and Mississippi State basketball is, I still think it has been a slight tear under Memphis basketball. But what has happened with the NIL, yep, SEC schools get so much money that regular schools like Ole Miss and Mississippi State, these guys are getting really healthy rosters right now.
Right.
Like, these guys are getting players like never before. These guys might even get a player that Memphis even won't, or make it tougher for Memphis to get. You know what I mean? Like, so that's where the NIL are potentially what conference we go to next. Now, you put Memphis in the same conference or with the same NIL, then Memphis is still better than them guys because Memphis is a better brand. And I have Chris Beard is one of my good friends. Y'all know how I feel about Brooklyn and Mississippi State. I got kids at all those schools. But Memphis is a better brand. But right now I feel like NIL has caught things up a little more.
That's right. Because me and you are at Memphis, we're shopping at Easy Way. You remember Easy Way, Hurd? You said Aldi was too high. It's too high. We've got.
Y'all said Aldi was too low. I thought Aldi was big boy.
You thought right? You said Aldi was big boy. I had Aldi there at first. See, we only have 5 million to shop with, so we have to shop for discounts. You say we got to go to Easy Way because everybody else has got Collierville Kroger money. They've got the real money, right? And we don't have that outside the not in the SEC. We're going to Easy Way, and we have to get our produce from there with our 5 million. So
I think we showing our age that we say Easy Way because a lot of young mm-hmm. folks don't know about Easy Way.
Well, you won't let me use Aldi.
I'm going there
yeah.
a little bit, but I don't even, where is Easy Way located?
Easy Way used to be in the real hood, Hurd, where you came from, but it was before you came up.
I thought we had one on.
You had Easy Way on a Cleveland? There was an Easy Way on Cleveland right there
Easy
in Midtown.
Way at the
my area, though.
I don't remember Easy Way ever on Germantown Park. I can't remember too many Easy Ways in Cordova.
Wasn't there one on like Mount
Moriah? Where you are now a homeowner. There might have been on one Mount Moriah
corner, yeah.
See, they did, but they went in no Walker Homes. It was Easy and Walker Homes didn't go in the same subject. So it was no stores name, starting like that, nothing. It was Third Street. I don't remember an Easy Way. It might have been one.
You haven't. It's been so long since you discount shopped because you're living so high on the hog now. We don't even know what that store is anymore. Hurd needs to discount shop, where does he go?
So I'm a Kroger's guy, but at this point in my life, I'm not the guy to go. Now, I will say this. I'm not the guy that drives 3-4 extra miles just to get some gas that's 10 cents cheaper.
Yep.
I just stop wherever I'm at, unfortunately. But with the way my daughter growing and how high groceries are, if somebody tell me some good groceries for a deal, I'm actually at that point I might drive a little further to get them because I don't know how much y'all shop because I know y'all wives get to do that, but I have to do that too. With me being with my daughter, and $100 and stuff like that, man, you barely got anything in your basket. And sometimes you got to go 2-3 times a week, and that grocery bill ain't no joke. So I know, all jokes aside, if it's a good, you know, grocery price that got some good produce, I would actually check it out.
Yeah, no, for us, we do, this is, maybe this is an endorsement, but this is where it works for us. We do the Walmart Plus for a lot of it. We get that delivered for the free. And then we get the rest in bulk at Costco. And that helps us kind of alleviate that blow you're talking about, having to go, you know, once, twice, three times a week, and you're feeling the pinch.
Super low hurt.
Super
Try
low.
Super low.
You get the super low. What you get over there at super low, like the meat?
Discount.
Oh, it's discounted discount.
Foods. I think you got one on Covenant Pike.
John, let me ask you this. So, you know, when you get the Walmart stuff delivered to you,
mm-hmm.
This might sound old-fashioned, y'all. This might sound crazy because that's what they're here for. But I don't believe, like, in your 20s, 30s, even 40s, like, I be watching people even pull up the Kroger and Walmart that's 20 and 30, and somebody 50 and 60 come out and put their stuff in their trunk. I just feel like, although we don't have the time at our age, we should get out and walk around the store and don't shortcut it.
Yeah, I you know what, Herd?
It's just lead to a fatter society. You're
Herd,
right.
I don't appreciate what you're implying here, all right? I don't. This
no, seriously.
You're trying to guilt me. You're trying to make me feel guilty about living an efficient life, man. I refuse to let you do it. All right. I mean, I'm paying very handsomely. They this person gets tipped to however old they are. They get tipped like $20. It takes like 20 minutes for them. That's a pretty good deal, man. It's like $60 an hour.
Yeah, but I will say this. Whoever created that making more money, but sometimes convenience can hurt in other things. I think sometimes we just got to figure out a time in the day, and we should actually – I could be wrong on this. I think guys that are healthy and under a certain age should get out and just, you know, go handle their business and walk around the store.
It sounds like punishment. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're trying to punish me, man. Walking around the day. I get anxiety, bro. I mean, I just – walking around the stores and seeing – I just – you know, it's just a thing for me. But I look, you're right. I try to walk around my neighborhood. I don't want to walk in the grocery store, though. But
really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, excuse me, can I reach over you and get the Cheetos, you know?
What store are you at? This ain't Christmas time. You shouldn't be.
Bro, these grocery stores, these grocery stores are crazy. They're, you know, I don't know. I try to limit my public appearances generally in 2025, you know. You can, if you want to see me Herd, you can come see me at the Cove. I'll drop the Addy if you want to come by.
No, that's good. Well, you know what, John? I didn't think about, you know, you might have said something crazy on the radio that day. I just thought about that. Yeah, you might need to get your stuff just delivered to the house.
Yeah, like there's,
you might be right.
There's three stops, right? There's three stops for me. It's the Cove, it's the radio station, and it's Reform Sports. And if I'm not in one of those three spots, bro, you know, somebody's got me.
So, yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Hey, Herd, you're the best, man. Thanks.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you. All right.
He is Norton Herd IV. Guilting people for using grocery. My neighbor Bob is like that. He's like, I can't believe you get groceries delivered. I'm like, until you do that, right? You get Walmart Plus?
My wife gets it.
Your wife? You don't want to take ownership of it?
She's buying the groceries.
Right. But do you endorse it generally?
I'm the one bringing it in. That's my job.
Right.
It. I have to take it from them.
But that's pretty easy, isn't it?
From the people who deliver.
I mean, wow, what convenience. You just cut out 2 hours of your day.
Yep.
Or whatever it is.
My only thing is they don't get all the time.
I know. Yeah. What you want.
That's
I know.
What you
I know.
Miss
yeah,
you, by it, not going yourself.
No, it's true. But
sometimes their sub, when they're substituting something,
I know.
Unacceptable.
I know. You're right.
I wouldn't have touched that or there brought that
are,
into my
there
home.
There are concessions that one must make.
However, for the convenience of it.
Overall, on the whole.
I do my job.
See, you
saw
my wife. My wife's like, that's what we argue about. She's like, they don't always get the stuff. I'm like, I know.
My whole day.
They get like 90% of it, though.
She's paying.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like paying.
Didn't have the big toothpaste last time. I got two travel toothpaste. What the hell is that? Find me a bigger one.
They don't have time. They got to move on, bro.
Yeah, they apparently not.
They got other
it's little things like that, dude.
Because it's costing them money. If they got to sit there to spend 10 minutes a day trying to find your big-ass toothpaste.
Just give me a big Aquafresh then. If there's, I got to be to travel to Colgate's.
Right. Well, I think, you know.
Switch it up.
Doing the best we can. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John on Eternal Family ESPN.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.